For Christians and Jews, the Easter and Passover holidays this weekend are some of the holiest times of the year. The holidays come as the world watches possible war crimes unfold in Ukraine as millions of people there flee their homes. Well, two religious leaders from Long Island, New York, join us now to share their holiday reflections this year as the war drags on. Joshua Franklin is rabbi at the Jewish Center of the Hamptons. He's on a mission trip to Poland right now to help Ukrainian refugees. Rabbi Franklin, we're so happy to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful to be on the show.
Rabbi Franklin writes a regular column called Hampton's Soul with Father Konstantin Lazarakis, who is a priest at the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church in Southampton, New York. And Father Lazarakis joins us now as well. We welcome you, Father.
Thank you so very much. A real honor to be on with you today.
Thank you both. Rabbi Franklin, I'll begin with you. You're in Central Square in Krakow, Poland. Describe what's happening there now.
Right now, it's pretty calm here, though. I was here last night, and there were Ukrainian refugees protesting in the center of the square. There's Ukrainians all around Krakow and all around Poland, of course. I've now visited different refugee centers throughout Poland, throughout Krakow, and it's really heart-wrenching to watch what is unfolding and to hear their stories.
I'm curious if the meaning of Passover, when the Israelites fled tyranny and oppression in Egypt, resonates with you even more this year, and certainly for your Jewish brothers and sisters there in Poland.
Of course, you know, there's a lot of symbols that happen during Passover. For example, we dip a green vegetable in salty water, the salty water reminding us of our tears. And we also have a bitter herb. Often it's horseradish, and you're supposed to taste the bitterness. And these are symbolic ways of feeling the pain and bitterness of what slavery was like. And this year, I know that taste, I know that experience, because I've seen it more profoundly than ever. But I think one of the important things to note is that each one of those bitter things or salty things is balanced with something else. The horseradish is balanced with a sweet apple paste called charoset. And both those things really do symbolize possibility and hope and sweetness. And let me tell you that the Polish people have been tremendous in aiding the Ukrainians. Most Ukrainians are actually staying in Polish homes all throughout Poland. So the Polish people really have brought a sweetness and a sense of hope to the lives of these Ukrainians in ways that sets the bar really high for the rest of the world when it comes to how we treat the refugees.
Father Lazarakis, Christians believe that Jesus rose from the dead on Easter, and I was struck by this message that we found from a pastor, Sergei Nikul, whose church is located in Kyiv, Ukraine.
Friends, you're asking me, Pastor Sergei, what lesson have you learned during these days of war? And I would express this only by one powerful and precious word. Emmanuel. God is with us.
Father, God is with us. That is solace certainly for many, especially as Easter approaches.
That's a profound message from Father Sergei, and I hesitate to add anything to it. You know, Christians understand Christ as the eternal Paschal Lamb, the one who delivers us from oppression, the one who delivers us from sin, ultimately the one who delivers us from death. As we celebrate Easter, which for Orthodox Christians is called Pascha, a direct reference to Passover, and as we see the refugees of the war, we see the victims of the war, we see the insane aggression against the Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian state, we can only pray that Christ will be with them and be assured that he is with them to strengthen them. I was with a member of our church whose sister is, you know, in hiding outside of Kyiv, and she's in a basement at a farm, you know, outside of Kyiv in the country, and is afraid to go out for even 15 minutes of fresh air. And our hope is with Emmanuel, with God, with God with us. Our hope is that he is with us and with them.
Rabbi, I hear that clip from Pastor Nikul, and I wonder, as you minister to the Jewish refugees in Poland, many certainly will agree that God is with us, but I suspect maybe there are some who are asking, has he abandoned us in the midst of unspeakable suffering and desperation? To them, you say what?
Now, there are four questions that we have on Passover, and actually Passover reminds us that there are many more than four questions. There are profound questions that we ask in life that really have no answer. And I would say when we ask the question, where is God? It's a great question, but we might have to be comfortable with it sitting unresolved for us. And I would just mention that it's okay to have our doubts. It's okay to ask questions.
You know, it's interesting when you really look into God's word, we want easy answers to the questions. You know, I want to believe if God is with me, everything is going to be okay. But time and time again, we see that human suffering persists. But the certainty that I found from my own experience, and the certainty that I find in the witness of Scripture and in the history of faith, is that God strengthens us in ways that sometimes we're even unaware when profound tragedy strikes. You know, oftentimes when we feel that God has abandoned us, it's really God's strength that is carrying us through what might otherwise be completely impossible circumstances. And as the rabbi pointed out, it's okay and natural for a person to feel abandoned by God. Even Christ on the cross said, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" So he endorses that human feeling.
You have both written about the evil inside of us that leads to war. Rabbi, how do we confront it? How do we reshape it?
I'll just tell a story from one of the refugees that I've talked to recently. And she was telling me how she doesn't want her daughter ever to speak Russian, and that she is going to teach her daughter to hate Russians. And that just struck a very difficult chord for me. And it's okay to have those feelings, but we have to make sure that we look within ourselves and figure out how to get to a place of virtuous forgiveness and love. And that's not an easy place. That's not going to be easy for this woman. That's not going to be easy for the Polish people, the Ukrainian people, ever to get there. And the best way to overcome them is to confront them, to recognize that they're there, and to figure out what support we might need from those around us in order to get through.
Father, you have written, small acts of evil have real impact, and small acts of love send ripples of grace through the world. I just love that. Give us a taste of what your sermon will be this Easter weekend.
Jesus was a person who drew lines, and Jesus was a person who stood for the right. You remember him turning over the tables in the temples when he felt that the money changers were treating the people unfairly, and many other times when Jesus stood up and would not tolerate injustice. And yet when Jesus is crucified, he doesn't attack those who are crucifying him. He instead prays for them. God forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And so as we approach Pascha and we hear the very moving story that Rabbi Joshua offered about a woman vowing to teach the children to hate, while we take every material measure conceivable to stop the injustice, we also have to remember that even the perpetrators of injustice are children of God. And so we need to simultaneously, as Jesus did, stand against the perpetration and pray for primarily the victim, but also for the perpetrator. Because until forgiveness is mutual, then the cycle of war and bloodshed continues.
Rabbi, you started this conversation talking about possibility and hope and the sweetness of the Passover. What will you be teaching your congregation this Passover weekend?
There's one line from the Passover Haggadah that I've been thinking about as of late. It's that each and every person, and I love this because it's universal, not each and every Jew, but each and every person is required to see themselves as if they've left Egypt. We're actively involved in supporting the Ukrainian refugees to make sure that were we to ever be in their position again, we would be treated in a way that we ourselves would want to be treated as we once were when we were refugees.
Rabbi Joshua Franklin and Father Constantine Lazarakis, we thank you very much for your wonderful words of wisdom.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A real honor to be with you today.